Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities by offering digital equity initiatives and providing financial donations to help families and seniors get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
From KQED.
I live in Sunnybrae, a neighborhood that is a few blocks long and a few blocks wide in San Mateo, California. There are single-family homes for the most part. La Morenita, a Mexican grocery store, anchors it on the south, and a plant nursery does the same on the north. Owning a home here feels like winning the lottery. There's a perception, the limited space on the peninsula, combined with the hot job market, explain why housing is inaccessible. Good job for getting in at all is a common refrain. Unbeknownst to many, this is hardly the full story. Homeownership in Sunnybrae has never been about luck. A restrictive covenant dated August 22, 1940 was written into our home's title. It states, no property described in these restrictions can be leased, rented or conveyed, used or occupied by a person or persons other than those of the Caucasian or white race. Were it still enforceable, the covenant would have precluded us from the possibility of living here. I worry that we forget the ghosts of our own past too easily. Intentionally excluding Mexican, African-American, Asian-American, Native, and poor whites from owning a home isn't about the die falling disfavorably. Covenants are ghosts living in our closets. Intentional design and public policy decisions meant to exclude. They rob families of building generational wealth, fueling the well-known racial wealth gap. They segregated our country, neighborhood by neighborhood, along lines of race and income that persist today. What to do? Explore, expose, and acknowledge restrictive covenants in a home you may own. Welcome newcomers and immigrants to the community. Support mixed income and fair housing. Engage as a volunteer in your city's planning commission. Bottom line, we all have a stake in getting this right, and we each have a role and a responsibility to act in the interest of our families, our neighbors, and of those who should have been our neighbors too. With a perspective, I'm Pablo Quintanilla.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities by offering digital equity initiatives and providing financial donations to help families and seniors get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.